With four guys, DMP, Emmanuel Sanders with the ankle, Cody Latimer with a thigh, Zach Kerr with an ankle, and Eli Wilkinson with an illness. Paxton Lynch was full. We had two guys limited, Joseph Jones with Achilles, and Stevenson with a hand limited. Questions? They're both really sore.
They can't go. Are you looking at Isaiah again or guys from practice squad? What do you think of that?
Well, we've got four healthy guys right now, the four that played last week. It'd be the four same guys if we can't get Cody and E up.
Is that enough?
Is it enough? Absolutely is enough.
You wouldn't feel compelled to do anything?
No, we wouldn't. Four is enough. You know, most teams only dress four guys on game day. You know, we've dressed five all year, but four is plenty.
When you look through all this, in a nutshell, what do you think is going on with the touchdown passes allowed on defense?
On the defense? Yeah. Well, just speaking on last Sunday, you know, one was a blown coverage, and one, the guy got beat. You know, again, we're in 4-minute defense trying to get the ball back. You know, so we're blitzing the quarterback. We had two free runners. We hit him. He made a good throw. You know, it was a good route by Vernon Davis. He outran D. Stu to the corner.
Is that overall, do you think that's what's happening? You're in situations where you're taking chances?
I think that's some of it. You know, and in some spots, I would say especially early in the season, we blew some coverages, you know, gave up some big plays. But I think the middle of the season to the end, it's been more of that. It's been just being aggressive, you know, trying to get back into football games and giving up some plays.
What have you seen from some of the younger members in the secondary, Carter, Rios?
I've been impressed with those guys. You know, starting with Thomas, I mean, he's a mature guy. I mean, he walked in and played like a veteran for us. He knows what he's doing. You know, that's half the battle for young guys in the secondary. You know, can they make calls on the move? And he can. Jamal Carter's played for us all year on special teams, and he's played some dime backer. Again, a young, very engaged, tough guy. You know, so he's played good football for us. In Rios, he made a great play on Sunday. That's a tough play in quarters coverage to knock down a post. You know, I mean, it's basically zero coverage once the post patterns run. So I've been impressed with those three guys. Very mature, very hardworking, and very engaged guys.
Anything else? Okay. Oh, last one.
Oh, yeah.
Put your old quarterback hat on.
Sure.
Heard that way say this week. Sooner or later, the world's going to fall apart when you're a quarterback. Everything's going to go wrong.
Sure.
Do you learn to deal with that, or are you born with the ability?
I think you learn to deal with that. You know, and playing quarterback, you know, it's a tough position because some of it's just natural. You know, I mean, you watch guys play quarterback and they can move and escape the pocket. It's just natural ability. And some guys learn how to do it. You know, I mean, it's been less athletes that's played the position that's been really, really good escaping the pocket. So most of it, you can learn and get better from. You know, obviously, you watch Russell Wilson. That's natural ability. I mean, he can feel pressure. He can spin out of pressure and make throws downfield. The kid we're playing this weekend, I mean, he's a natural player at quarterback.
I'm asking that more so than feeling pressure in the pocket.
Uh-huh.
You throw a pick.
Right.
You throw a pick six.
That part of it.
And then you have to deal with coming back and being aggressive and being smart rather than letting it affect you.
Well,
is that born or is that
money? That's a great question. I think it's half and half. I really do think that. You know, some guys learn how to deal with it over time, and some guys just have it. You know, I mean, some guys have it where they can move on to the next play without concern with the last play. You know, and some guys can't move by it. You know, that's part of playing the position at a high level, in my opinion. The guys that can move past the bad plays, they usually survive. And the guys who can't, they don't survive. It's too hard mentally, too. So, great question.
Does that apply to you also as a coach, a first-year coach?
Wow, Troy.
Well,
I'll say this about playing quarterback. I played quarterback.
Yeah.
And I can move past stuff.
Yeah.
So I'll put it that way.
Right.
I'm okay. I'm fine. And I play with natural ability also. I can move a little bit. So I wasn't an easy sack target. How about that?
That's good.
Okay.
Is it easier to move past it as a coach or a
quarterback? I would say as a coach, you know.
Okay.
Obviously playing football is harder than coaching football. You know, players, it's a player's game. You know, obviously coaches are important, but the fans, I mean, they come to see the players play. You know, so my job is simply to get them in line to play their best football. But playing a game is always going to be the toughest part of the game. So, I mean, that's never going to change.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
All right. All right, Troy.